Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Joel Barker. I don't want to miss a minute of our time with him because he's got so many important things to talk to us about. Joel, I'm really excited about some of the new things that you've identified for us today with regard to alternative energy.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this tower thing.
Yes. It's called a power tower. It actually was conceived in Spain almost 25 years ago, and I have been following it that long. I picked it up, this first story about what if we did the following. Anyway, there's now an Australian company who is basically putting together the package to build one in Arizona, and here's the way it works. For your radio audience, think about a mile in diameter greenhouse. Okay, now, instead of glass, it's thick, highly transparent plastic. And it's in a great big circle, and it's a special shape. That is the edges of the greenhouse. It's open to the space, so it's like a tent.
Uh-huh.
And it slants upwards to the center where there is a tower that is 2,625 feet tall.
Wow. Like the Tower of Babel here.
Yeah, well, Tower of Energy.
Yeah.
It's about 200 feet wide. And now think about this, as a structure that's really big, but it's hollow. So it's not a trick to build.
Huh.
But here's what it is.
So now, it's a low-tech construction, basically.
Yeah, it is.
Probably high-tech components.
Exactly. Now, what's happening, this is done in the desert. Underneath that plastic, the sun comes through, it can't get back out, it heats the soil and it heats the air.
Like
the air rushes
effect.
In from the corner. That's right. The air rushes in from the outside edges. Comes to the center because that the
convection
is slanted, gets inside that tower,
right,
and goes roaring up the chimney. That's what you can think about it as.
Right.
And there are windmills inside there.
Ah, turbines.
So all of a sudden, you have got yourself a steady, very strong breeze, and their goal here, and this is what they think they can do. They can heat the soil hot enough so that even at night.
Wow.
When the sun is not out, the soil is still causing the convection currents to happen.
Right.
And what you've got, basically the temperature goes as high as 194 degrees Fahrenheit, 90 degrees Celsius. But so you have this rushing up air, 32 wind turbines, and the end result is 60% efficiencies in terms of converting the energy into useful energy.
That's high for solar.
It's the highest.
Yeah. So what kind of production are they thinking they're going to get out of this?
Well, this one that they're building is going to cost $750 million. Keep in mind, it should be useful for 70 years.
Right.
150,000 homes using the energy they use now, and as our homes get more efficient, of course, less than that.
Mm-hmm.
They did a calculation that said if they did a dozen of these things, they could do 4 million residents.
Wow.
Now, you think about a dozen miles.
How big is Phoenix? A couple of million?
Yeah. Yeah. If you had a dozen of these, this would do most of Phoenix.
Yeah.
And the thing is, it's environmentally clean.
Yeah.
It's simple to construct.
And even though they're big and tall, less unattractive than all those windmills in the Coachella Valley.
It could be kind of cool.
If you've seen those windmills in the Coachella Valley, they're pretty ugly.
It's an awful lot of them, yeah.
Yeah, thousands.
Yep. So this is another approach, what I like, and it just shows, 25 years ago somebody came up with the idea, we're now at a place with the technology that we can build a prototypical unit, and what I love about it is being built in Arizona.
Yeah, but let me tell you something else, though. You and I both know that whatever they can do today in a 2,600-foot tower, in 20 years, they'll do it in a 600-foot tower.
Well,
somebody will find a way to build a better turbine, to do something, and that's what's exciting about this to me is the technology. We have the ability to take and again, this is a simple. I mean, this is as old as the universe, right? Convection. Trapping heat and convection? I mean, how old is that?
Yeah, simple physics. And not tricky. And if you think of all the components, you can make them really durable and really reliable.
And then you connect with this the ability to store that electricity, store that energy, and use it at will, maybe even sell the stuff.
Yep, yeah. So a lot of pieces are coming together now. And you know, this is the dilemma that people sometimes ask. They say, but wait a minute, it's going to impact the environment of the desert. It will underneath those circles. There's no question about that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you think about how big the desert is.
And is this a mile? Is this a mile in diameter? Or?
Just about.
Yeah.
Just about.
A big footprint. I mean, it'd be hard to find that kind of a footprint east of the Mississippi.
I don't know if that's the case or not.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be more difficult, I guess I should say.
It would be interesting to see, but certainly the west.
But what if you could transmit that electricity from the west? I mean, when you fly over west of the Mississippi, folks, there's a lot of dirt out there, isn't there, Joel? Where nothing's going on.
There are thousands of square miles.
Yeah.
And we're talking here about square miles.
But could that be transmitted? And could this take away some of the pressure from the water turbines?
Well, it could. And remember, once it's electricity, that's just transmission wires.
That's
no
right.
Trick.
That's
after
exactly
that,
right.
The transmission to the location.
Mm-hmm.
So very
interesting.
What kind of
dates are they doing this somewhere?
They're, as I understand it right now, they're doing the last pieces to begin to get to build. So they're in Arizona.
They're going to do it in Arizona.
Yep, all right.
So we'll keep folks check it out. It's called the Power Tower.
Yep.
And we've got the link here. We'll get that up for you. Joel, hold on to that thought. We come back. I'm going to talk about some platinum, or maybe no platinum. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.